Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. You've heard the stories of the one-room schoolhouse in South Dakota. Maybe you even attended or taught in one. Now, a new exhibit at the Old Courthouse Museum in Sioux Falls takes a look at the evolution of the schoolhouse. The exhibit is called Uphill Both Ways. You can visit the opening reception from 5 to 7 p.m. on August 3rd. Joining us now is the museum's education coordinator, Kevin Gans. Kevin, hey.
Hi. Thanks for having me on today.
Always a pleasure to talk to you, Kevin. I love the title of this exhibit and the very idea of it. Can you tell me how those first conversations were and why this was an exhibit the museum wanted to do?
Well, number one, I think we probably should add in the winter with no coat, no shoes, because we've all heard the stories of the one-room school.
And a hot potato in your pocket to keep your fingers warm.
Absolutely.
That you ate for lunch. Yeah.
and I think one of the things that's interesting is, even though it sounds so horrible and so rough, I think that going to a one-room school was something that people remember very fondly. And to really get us started with that, we worked with Celia Benson, who wrote a wonderful book called Rural Schools of Minnehaha County from 1871 to 1971. And in there, she really documents every rural school that was in the county at the time. So working with Celia, that's really the basis for our exhibit.
So give me an idea how many there were. Were there a lot in Minnehaha County?
A lot is an understatement. There were 144 common school districts in just Minnehaha County. So every rural one-room school was its own district that was administered through the county superintendent of schools, who happened to be right in this building at the Old Courthouse Museum on our second floor. Just to put that into comparison, in 2015, there are 151 school districts in the state today.
Oh, wow.
So, 144 school districts just in Minnehaha County at its height.
All right. So this begins, how far back do you go? We're talking Dakota Territory. We're talking, immigrants, settlers, pioneers.
We're talking about it all. We're talking about the fact that in 1862, right after Dakota Territory is formed, the first legislature sets up an educational system. People are coming to this area. Many of them are coming from back east. They're coming from places that already have free public education. They're moving to Dakota. They want that same opportunity for their children. We have the influx of immigrants that are coming into Dakota. They want education for their children. So the school system, we're talking about it from its point when it gets started, right up really until 1971, when the last rural school district is closed and everyone ends up in a 12-year school district.
Give me an idea of the buildings themselves. How big are they? What are some of the key features to what they need to have?
Most of these schools, they start out as literally one room. They're sod shanties. Here in Sioux Falls, the first school was taught in the barracks of abandoned Fort Dakota in downtown. So they're sod. There's small wood ones. They're cold. They're dark. And really, the state begins to really look at the quality of education that students are getting based upon the type of building that they're situated in. So a couple of laws, 1919, 1923, they decide we need to set some standards for these. So they needed better school facilities. The county superintendent of schools at first had to sign off on any new school building being built and making sure that it complied with these laws. But it added things like that there needed to be higher ceilings, and it needed to be plastered floor to ceiling. Better heating. It had to be able to keep a constant temperature in the school of 70 degrees. Better light. Had to have indoor toilets. Had to have a basement under the school so that students could actually have recess inside. so really the state figured that a student is going to learn better when they have a better facility to learn in.
And it also speaks to the fact that some of these conditions were, in fact, pretty miserable before.
Absolutely. You know, kids are cutting across pastures and fields. They ride their horses to school. Many of these rural schools provided a barn or a shed out back where the horses were kept, and tending to the horses during the day was actually part of the school curriculum. You actually went out and you took care of your animals. But, you know, the types of things that we think about, because we all have this common knowledge of what our school experience was, it just wasn't that different for a lot of people in these rural one-room schools. It's just sometimes the emphasis of what you're learning and what you're doing was a bit different.
What are they learning, and who are the teachers at this point? Where are the educators coming from?
Very early on, anyone who may have graduated from a one-room school may turn around and end up teaching at a one-room school. Very early on, it was a lot of males, young men who would come back and teach at a school they had just graduated at. But then, of course, young ladies very much got involved and became teachers. It was something that was open to them. Very early on, it was just completing it, but then it was decided that we needed some sort of teacher certification, some sort of education for teachers. Teachers were attending normal schools, which were schools specifically designed to prepare teachers for the classroom. Counties would host exams where prospective teachers could come in, and they may have several days to several weeks of learning and exams where they would get a grade, whether it be a first grade or a second grade or a third grade certificate. Now, this doesn't have anything to do with what we think of being in first grade or second grade, but would allow you to teach in any school in the state, or it would allow you to teach in just that county or just that specific school. So how you scored and what exam you took may give you the requirements for what you could teach. At the same time, though, they're learning all sorts of different things. There's reading. There is writing, arithmetic, history, geography, grammar, orthography. And I had to look that up because I had no clue what orthography was. But that is spelling. So there was a big concentration on spelling and hygiene as well. With also a very big emphasis on history, social studies, as we would refer it today, what it meant to be a citizen of this country, mm-hmm. and learning about the history of our country and what it meant to be a citizen in our democratic society.
Did you come across any integration between the Native American or indigenous population and the one-room school, or is that not even part of the conversation at this time in Minnehaha County?
At this point, that's not part of the conversation, and especially for the fact that our exhibit looks specifically on Minnehaha County. That wasn't necessarily something that we looked into with that.
Give me an idea of what to expect. And if you're just joining us, my guest, Kevin Gantz, Museum Education Specialist at the Old Courthouse Museum, Siouxland Heritage Museums in Sioux Falls. The exhibit's called Uphill Both Ways. And Kevin, when people come, what are they going to experience? What are some of the highlights?
Well, what we've tried to do is kind of give you a little of experience what it might have been like to be standing in a one-room school. Now, obviously, the museum is not a one-room school, but we have period desks that you can sit in. We have the teacher's desk. You'll be able to see the types of things that were on her desk, her grading sheets, her books for attendance and such. In the desk, you can pull out the drawers. There's more information, even a few of the toys that maybe a teacher would have confiscated. We've got the lunch pails. We've got the stove, the things that you've seen. We've got some wall maps looking at the heights of these rural schools, where they were located, a listing of all 144 of them and when they operated, comparing it to what the school districts in Minnehaha County are today. So if you attended a one-room school or you know a little bit about, or you've driven around in the county, you've still seen some of these schools out there, you can figure out what they were, when they operated within that. And one of my favorites is you're going to be able to sit at that school desk and try your hand at a few of the problems from the 1928 eighth grade exam.
All right.
We had the interns working on some answers today. It was taking them 2 hours, and we only have about 10 questions on it. So I don't know that I could pass the eighth grade exam right now. But things that they found important, whether it be reading, drawing, grammar, arithmetic. I did the arithmetic pretty fast, but I had a calculator to work with. So.
Kevin Gans is Education Coordinator for the Siouxland Heritage Museums. You can visit the opening reception for the exhibit Up Hills Both Ways at the Old Courthouse Museum in Sioux Falls. It's from 5 to 7 p.m. on August 3rd. Kevin, always a pleasure. Thank you so much.
Thanks so much for having me on today. And, yeah, have everybody come down, learn a little bit about that one-room school.